Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrived in China today on the final leg of her first Asian tour as America's top diplomat. Rice stopped in Japan and South Korea in the last 2 days as well, and the focus of many of her official discussions has been North Korea. Six-party talks among the main powers in the region have been stalled since last summer, and some in Washington have suggested it is time to refer the matter to the United Nations with the possibility of imposing sanctions on Pyongyang. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, what has Secretary Rice been saying about North Korea?
Well, it's been the usual mixture of carrot and stick, really, that has often been the way the Bush administration has tried to deal with the North Koreans. The stick has been, she reiterated, that the U.S. wants to intensify efforts to get the North Koreans back to the table. And she hinted at that impatience that you spoke of by saying that the delays can't go on forever. On the carrot side, she was more conciliatory in tone. She didn't mention the phrase outpost of tyranny, which is what she called the North Koreans in January, and she did say there could be direct dialogue between the U.S. and the North Koreans within the six-party framework.
How united are all the sides on how to deal with North Korea?
Well, that's part of the problem, really. The Japanese, certainly yesterday in Tokyo, showed that they really are very much side by side with the U.S. in how to deal with the North Koreans. But the South Koreans, there is this sort of emergent feeling of brotherhood among many, especially younger South Koreans, which really objects to the hard line, as they see it, that is coming out of Washington. So she's very much had to balance that in her visit to Seoul. And it should be said the Chinese as well, they're not really natural allies of this U.S. administration. So there's a lot of diplomacy to be done there because, of course, the Chinese are crucial because they're the last remaining ally of the North Koreans.
What else was on Rice's agenda when she was in Japan and South Korea?
Well, in Japan yesterday, she made a very important policy speech, her first really big policy speech about U.S. policy in Northeast Asia. And she, of course, mentioned the importance of security, but she touched on some of the major themes of the Bush administration: freedom, openness. And she stressed those things very much in relation to China. It was very interesting. She actually said China must eventually embrace a more open government. So we'll have to see what the Chinese make of that. In South Korea, she visited the command center of the South Korean and the U.S. troops, which it would be the nerve center of any military operations there. And she heaped praise upon the South Koreans for standing with the U.S. militarily.
And now Rice has arrived in China. What is her focus there?
Well, she went straight from the airport to talks with the Chinese president, Hu Jintao, and with the premier, Wen Jiabao. And you can be sure that North Korea was right at the top of the agenda. The other crucial issue, of course, is Taiwan. The Chinese have passed this anti-secession law aimed at Taiwan, which the U.S. side have called unhelpful. So those two potential flashpoints will be right there at the top of the agenda. After those meetings, Condoleezza Rice actually went to church. She went to a church, a Protestant church here in central Beijing, and I think that's really very much part of the message she was sending out in her speech yesterday, emphasizing what the Bush administration sees as the importance of freedom of worship and freedom of speech.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Sheila.